Sri Aurobindo has said, suggestion, example, and influence are the three powers of the teacher. When he reveals himself, he gives you suggestion. That is his instruction. When he gives the example, by showing you, experiencing in you his freedom, bliss, light, immortality, he has taught you through his example. But now comes the third element. By the inpouring of his own influence and presence into us, he enables the individual being to attain to identity with the universal and transcendent. What is this influence? Influence is a radiation. It's a radiation that proceeds from nearness. A good teacher is one who can bring his students an inner intimacy and nearness. Unless a teacher becomes nearer to his students, there is no influence. If the divine influences us, it is because he is very intimate with us. It is by becoming intimate with us that his influence radiates in us. The divine teacher is the most intimate friend and shows his intimacy and presence all the time. It is that which radiates, and by that radiation the identity with the divine is experienced. Not only intimacy, not only nearness, you are near to him. It radiates influence, and by that influence the divine experiences one with you. So the instrument of the teacher is nearness. It's not a physical nearness. It is not the position that the teacher occupies in the surroundings of the pupil. It is the inner nearness. How much he is inwardly present. We have the story of Draupadi. When she was being derobed in the court, in the presence of so many who were standing around her as wolves, she just turns to Sri Krishna in her heart and prays. It did not take time for the divine to come near her. On the spot there was the saving of Draupadi. On the spot. Again, it's a story, but it can happen. It is not a story which cannot happen. It's not a myth in the sense that things are only fictions which cannot happen. They happen on the spot. That is the power of the real prayer. On the spot it can happen. So that is the nearness. And because of his nearness, is the radiation which you call influence. The divine teacher always whispers into your ears. And the human teacher who comes nearer to the divine teacher, he also whispers into your ears. That is why the greatest teaching is Upanishad. You sit near the teacher. You are very, very close to him. The best teaching is done by the teacher, not by discourses, but small words whispered into the ears in close proximity to the pupil. It transforms. One word A good teacher, when he whispers into the ear of the child or of the student, can you be like this? In 1 second, the character can be changed. Told to the student, can you ever be angry? 1 word to the child, spoken by the teacher with that intimacy, the character of anger can be vanished, can vanish. Can you be in a state of revenge? A teacher telling a child, a student, with that intimacy, the whole sense of revenge can vanish in 1 second. That is the power of influence. So once again, influence is a radiation that proceeds from the teacher because of his nearness, because of his intimacy with the inmost recesses of the student. That is the influence. So by the inpouring of his own influence and presence into us, he enables the individual being to attain to identity. If you hear one day the word of the divine in this fashion, are you so narrow? 1 word from the divine and you become universal and transcendent. He can attain to identity with the universal and transcendent. These are the marks of the divine teacher. We shall read again once more the whole paragraph. As the supreme shastra of the integral yoga is the eternal Veda, secret in the heart of every man, so its supreme guide and teacher is the inner guide, the world teacher, Jagat Guru, secret within us. It is he who destroys our darkness by the resplendent light of his knowledge. That light becomes within us the increasing glory of his own self-revelation. He discloses progressively in us his own nature of freedom, bliss, love, power, immortal being. He sets above us his divine example as our ideal and transforms the lower existence into a reflection of that which it contemplates. By the inpouring of his own influence and presence into us, he enables the individual being to attain to identity with the universal and transcendent. Fine? Beautiful, no? Right? Let us move forward now. What is his method and his system? This is the question we ask of every teacher. How does he teach? What is the situation which he creates for teaching? All schools are systems. In these systems you have a classroom, you have books, you have lectures, you have timetables, you have syllabi to cover. These are the methods and systems of education. But the divine teacher, what is his method and what is his system? And Sri Aurobindo says, he has no method and every method. There is nothing special, unique. You cannot say this is his system. Does he beat his students? Does he uplift everybody? Does he love everybody? Does he instruct all the time? Or at a certain time only? Or in a certain way only? there is no method and every method. Yes, he does everything. Every method that is suitable to the individual. When you speak of free progress system, where we emphasize so much individuation, it is because of this. There is no method actually. What is it that will uplift a given individual or all, whether you are group class or individual class? Depends. You don't make a rule, there will be no group classes. That doesn't apply to the divine teaching. You say he will have always individual teaching, that doesn't apply to him. Depends upon who before him he is going to be present. Now Sri Aurobindo answers this question in depth. His system is a natural organization of the highest processes and movements of which the nature is capable. His system is a natural organization, not artificial organization, it's a natural organization of the highest processes and movements of which the nature is capable. Everybody's nature he knows quite well. He knows what is samaya and how samaya can be uplifted. What is the best in his nature? How the different elements in his nature are all coordinated or discoordinated? What is the stand in which he is now? Every element in him, according to the divine's eyes, has behind it the divine supremacy. If I am weak, behind my weakness is the divine strength. If I am dull, behind the dullness is the divine luminous light. Behind everything that is there, the divine always stands behind him in his full glory. So he knows everybody's nature and knows how his present weaknesses, his present dullness, how all that can be cured, because the divine is behind it. But to everybody he gives, he organizes in such a way that very smoothly everything flowers and blooms and becomes resplendent. He knows the timing of everybody, when he should flower, when he should sleep, when he should rest, when he should relax. Doesn't force anybody, but creates an organization which is natural to him.